BB, let's do an intro. I'm back. I got back last night.
Welcome back.
Thank you. What else do I have to add to that? This is Scott Stimson, your host.
This is Baby Otis Stimson, his daughter.
And we're coming at you the day after I've returned from Phoenix doing work in IT for a corporation there.
Yay.
Yay. Or as I've heard it in my family, Poppy's back. This is the intro for the computer club that I was not able to attend. The computer club from June 22nd, 2021. What else can we add to this?
Ooh, I had to break the Spanish, so you're going to need to read English subtitles.
Do they have English subtitles?
Yeah, if the English are on.
Oh, it says Spanish subtitles.
It's a Spanish with subtitles.
Yeah, over there is language, Spanish original.
It's a Spanish original with subtitles, other subtitles English.
Oh, cool. Weird. Does that mean there isn't any Spanish subtitles?
Because it's already in Spanish.
Well, sure. But what if you don't, can't hear?
Then you're screwed.
Sorry to all the you deaf people out there.
Sorry to you deaf people who don't read English.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah, it's great.
It's good, yeah. It's very creative, simple animation, and a fairly complex story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 2-in-1.
It's what?
2-in-1.
2-in-1. Well, I think I'm going to leave you to watch your cartoon, and I'm going to go put this on the front of our computer club.
Woo!
Again, the computer club I could not attend, but Cheryl was in charge.
Yay, Cheryl!
Go, Cheryl, go!
You could.
I noticed you didn't try and hop in. You could have joined just to check on him. I was there for a little bit. I checked on him. Oh, I should mention that there's an audio problem at the beginning where people are asking me questions and I'm answering them. But if you're listening to this podcast, you'll find out I wasn't recording my answers. So it's a very one-sided conversation. It's sprinkled amongst the 15-minute section at the beginning. For the most part, it is a self-driven meeting with Cheryl as the host. She did an excellent job.
Woo!
And she will be invited to be a guest host in the future when such needs arise. Until next Tuesday at 10, this is Scott Stimson saying once again, I'm your host.
I'm Vivi Austin, once again, daughter.
And we're here to say, tech on.
Tech on.
Until next time. Good job, Cheryl.
Woo, Cheryl.
Yay, Cheryl. Woo!
Woo!
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Woo!
Yeah, that's it. He found a button, but anyways, maybe he'll come back in and we'll try and get him unmuted and see what he was trying to say to you, Scott. Hey, so we'll try and carry on without you. Well, I was going to ask the other guys about the Google Doc that you sent out a link to. I don't know if anybody else was able to get into it, but just let you know that I would have to open Google Drive to see anything. And, of course, my iPad is the old iOS, and I can't do it on it. So I haven't tried it on my computer yet. That's right. Hey. Okay, so that was Scott Stimson from International Computer Solutions from San Carlos saying goodbye after he said hello. If you need any computer assistance, make sure you get a hold of Scott. The rest of us are here just to bumble through. So, guys, anybody have a topic? I started with that shared doc one. I know that Scott wants us to be able to have some input and stuff. James, were you saying that you read it?
There were two articles, and one was about a fella who sort of discovered hacking. He was an astronomer who got sent down to work with mathematicians when his job was reorganized in a big corporation. And then because of a 75-cent accounting error, they realized that somebody else was using their computer. This was in the 70s, and eventually they realized it was the KGB agent in Germany who was hacking into their computer and using it as a Trojan to get into a whole bunch of other things. It was a good article. I really did enjoy it. And the other one was about McDonald's and the hack that's gone there now. They didn't stop serving, but they did lose some data, mostly from their own employees.
So an update for you guys. Bill has some super glue that he is going to be applying to it after I get it stopped bleeding. So we're going to super glue my thumb together.
Just don't wipe your lips after.
Oh.
Or your eyes.
Dr. Bill. Dr. Bill.
Yeah. Mr. Fix-It. Yeah. So the hacking business, I was reading one about this ransomware stuff. All the ransomware and the different things that were going on. And I understood that Biden had talked to Putin about it, but I don't know where it went, if they were able to do anything about the ransom guys are in Russia that are doing this.
Mm-hmm. I think it's more like a vice principal talking to the captain of the football team, telling him not to do that anymore.
There you go. Welcome, Chester. It's good to see you. Scott was here. He got the YouTube and the podcast started, but he is working in the Phoenix area today and won't be with us. So we're just talking topics.
Good. Good to be here.
Good to see you. Yes, and it's my turn with the medical. I sliced my thumb just 2 seconds before we started the meeting, so I'm trying to hold pressure to it, and Bill's got a plan. He's going to super glue my top of my finger back on when we're done here. So,
are you waiting for a topic?
Yes, I am.
I have one. One of them, I'm going to have to take my laptop to Sony. It's doing really weird things. It says I'm connected, but nothing will open. But the other problem is, the other laptop went through an update about a month ago, and everything on my desktop disappeared. It's all still there. It's in documents or downloads or what have you. But when I try to put it on my desktop, it won't let me. And yesterday I was trying to download something to the desktop. I have no idea where it went, but it did not go to the desktop. Any suggestions?
Is this a Windows 10?
Yes.
I know after my last update, my home screen, I guess it would be, looked quite different. And I found by going down to the start menu, you know, where they have the four little windows?
Yep.
Down there, I was able to, just a minute, I'll click on it. I know Scott had to help me with my the menu bar down the bottom. It was fat, like it was like four rows thick, and I couldn't get rid of it, but he showed me how to unlock it and
Well, yeah, nothing. It won't let me pin anything to start. It won't. No, I take that back. It did let me pin some, not to start, pin to the taskbar. But it won't let me download, and it won't. Everything I had in here, including the trash, is gone.
Oh, dear.
It's gone.
Hey, Meg.
That's disconcerting.
I assume you have rebooted, have you not?
I'm sorry?
Have you rebooted?
Oh, yes, several times.
Okay. Yeah, I figured.
I Googled it yesterday to see what I could do, and to tell you the truth, I don't remember what the instructions were, but I followed them, and nothing happened. I'll just take both of them to Sony, I guess, because I can't figure out what to do. But here's a perfect example. I have Magic Jack. And the other computer that says I'm online but won't open anything, Magic Jack won't load. It loads, but it won't download my contacts and won't let me use it. Yet when I check my internet connection, it says everything's fine. So I have no idea what's happening. Probably need two new laptops. These things are about 7 or 8 years old. Oops, what did I just do? Okay. Anyway, that's all I have for today.
That's so frustrating. You say 7 or 8 years old, and that just blows my mind that we have to spend this amount of money every 5 to 7 years. You know, I wish things were like my grandparents' day, my parents' day, where you buy a fridge and it lasts for 20 years. I wish computers were the same way.
20? How come you're so rough on it?
There you go.
One thing you might do, Maggie, is go to your search. Go to search on your and put in the file that you want to put on the and find out where it is, and then shrink your desktop and see if you can slide it over onto the desktop.
So okay, now my computer just shut itself off. When I get it reopened, I go to the search down in the bottom left.
Yes, the little
and what should I? What am I going to search?
Well, the file that you lost.
Okay, let me think of one. How about the trash? I don't even remember what trash is called on here. Recycle bin. Okay.
Yeah, recycle bin.
Recycle bin app. Okay, let's see what happens. Working on it. Okay, there's my recycle bin. And now, and what did you say? Try to drag it to?
Drag it over to your face, to your,
my, okay. And let's see, that might be working, Chester. Now if I could just remember what I called all the other things that were on here. Well, it's a start. Thank you. It looks like it's working. There's quite a bit of stuff in my trash bin. I didn't realize that.
It's maybe where your desktop went.
Still going.
Yeah, there could be things in the trash bin itself.
Okay.
You want to slide over.
And it is not there. Didn't work. I'll be darned. What else could I search? Oh, I know. I was working on a document. Let's see if this one works. Okay, let's drag and drop. No, it won't do it. How bizarre. Now they've all disappeared. Everything's disappeared now, but it's not on my desktop. That is just strange. Well, I have two jobs for Sony today. Thanks for the suggestion, but I'll keep trying. There's got to be a way to get this working.
Have you had to use their services before at Sony?
Yeah, I go to Sony quite often.
Oh, good.
Yeah. She's easier to contact than Scott.
I think that, no, James, you're thinking Sony, S-O-N-Y, the store kind of thing. And she's saying the name of Scott's sister-in-law.
Oh.
Right.
Yuya's sister.
Oh. Yuya's sister's name is Sony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she works at the International Computer Solutions in San Carlos.
She's got a little office in her house.
Maggie, you're the only one that's in San Carlos now.
I am?
Yeah, because Scott's up in Phoenix, and Paul, you left on the weekend?
We had a little rain here this morning, very light and very short, and it's very humid, but still pretty. It's pretty at night. Out on the deck, it's very nice.
Yeah, we came home. We left Sunday, got here Monday evening.
Where's home, Paul? Where's
San Pedro, California, the port of Los Angeles.
Oh. California. Chester's in Arizona. Yeah. I'm not sure.
We're 800 miles from San Carlos.
Who's 100 miles from San Carlos?
No, 800 miles from San Carlos.
What was the border like when you left?
Well, it was four cars in front of us because I made an error. I could have gone over to the right side where the cars come up from downtown. Mm-hmm. And those, they had two lanes open with one car going that way. So but we ended up where there was three lanes with about four or five cars waiting. Not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But so apparently that was Sunday, and Monday they opened the border for Mexicans to go to Arizona, and it was supposed to be impacted again.
So did they ask you questions, Paul, about being vaccinated or anything?
No. He was very nice, congenial fellow. Asked if we had anything to declare, and we said no. And in fact, we didn't have anything to declare. So
basically, just a welcome home.
Yeah.
Great. I love it when they say that.
Yeah. Well, I think that they're finally going to open Canadian borders. Well, we're closed till July 21st again. On the 21st of each month, they keep extending it by a month. And they just announced that if you have both vaccinations, you don't have to do the quarantine. If you're Canadian and you're coming home, you don't have to do the 14 days in quarantine, either at their hotel or on your, you know, at your own home. But for example, my niece is coming from Dubai. She's a Canadian citizen. She's had both vaccinations. She's got two children under the age of six who have not been vaccinated, of course. And they have to have an isolation plan, a quarantine plan for 14 days for the children, but not for herself. So she's still got a bunch of things. And she can't get the app to work from Dubai, so she's going to come to Paris, and then she's going to try and get all of her forms and everything submitted so that then she can come to Canada. But it's quite a bit. And she applied for a compassionate leave because it's her mom that she's coming for her funeral, my sister. And hopefully we're going to get them all here. So,
sure. Sorry about your sister.
Oh, it's my mom and my sister within a week of each other last April, very beginning of this whole thing. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then Bill's sister-in-law in November. But hopefully this summer we're going to have three burials.
Oh my gosh, that's really sad. I'm very sorry. And Chester, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling stronger each day. I have exercise routines that I was given. So I'm getting a little stronger each day, but I have lost 35 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And but we're getting there.
That's a way to go on a diet.
They are doing some stuff. They cannot figure out why I had four strokes. And so they're working on that, monitoring my heart to see if they can figure that out. But we'll see. Thanks. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you, Maggie. It's like a lot of people, it's been an interesting year or 15 months or whatever. So we carry on and persevere. And we're going to pick up our granddaughter next Sunday that we haven't seen since last August. And there will be lots of hugging going on. So.
Can people hear me?
Yeah.
I just lost the picture. I'm back to my desktop. So if I disappear, you'll know. It wasn't really intended, but I'm looking around for you.
Yeah, I froze there for a bit, my video, and I know Maggie's is off again right now. But, yeah, a little bit of connection things.
Hmm. So, I've got a question for the group.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, I inadvertently wiped the hard drive on an old computer. Man, it's not that old. But in any event, so it's just sitting there as a dead machine. Anybody got any idea how to acquire another operating system? It's an HP, and it was a Windows machine.
I would try eBay.
Well, that's a good idea. Thanks, Chester.
Sure.
I'll do it.
Is that the one you put the Linux on?
Yes.
But you... Linux.
But it won't load. It will operate as a Linux machine so long as I have the device plugged in. But the minute I unplug it, boom, it's dead again.
Huh.
And that's the one I have not been able to load Streamio on.
Oh.
I bet anything you get it on eBay.
But you're right, and I'll try it. And as I said, I'll report back.
Go back to Windows?
Yeah, I'd like to if I could, but...
No, it had Windows on it at one time?
That's correct. It was a Windows 10 machine.
But you wiped it clean. It's that you tried Linux on it.
I wiped it clean, and I subsequently bought one of those, I forget what they call it, PC-Matic or something. In any event, it's a Linux drive on a thumb drive.
Yeah.
And when I plug it in, of course, I've got the machine capable. But the minute, I can't then transfer it from a thumb drive to the computer itself.
Well, let me look.
He's on it. I think he left Jeffrey working outside, and he's going to come and join us. So,
is he working on the RV?
Yeah, we've installed a couple of new roof vents and fans, and I say we. I have the decision making. They do the labor.
Pretty nice.
But we've put in a new toilet, and they're working on the shower today, and a few things. We ripped out the great big TV because we don't feel we need the TV there. So
is it one of those big old ones that are like a beach ball?
No, this was actually quite a newer one, but it is quite big. And it was hung over top of Bill's head while he's driving. And we didn't kind of like that. So we ripped it out and we'll see what we're going to do. We have a smaller one that we use in the trailer and it goes in a cupboard. That's much easier.
We have one of the beach ball ones in the bedroom in our RV, but the other one's been replaced by a flat screen and it made a huge storage area behind.
Yeah, I have to figure that. And we took the washer dryer out. It had a washer dryer combo unit in it, and I can't see myself using it, so that's what they pulled out today. And
you'll have to find somebody with a small apartment. They're really good in in situ too, as well as rolling.
We have a Facebook marketplace, and I've been buying things and getting things for free, and I will be posting it not long from now.
Good.
Yeah.
We have one like that, a washer dryer in our Mexico house. You don't really need a dryer that much, but it's nice to have that ability to. And they're not like the standard two unit dryers. They don't. It's sort of like dry enough to iron.
No. Oh.
That's what I found, anyways. I don't know whether some of them are better than that or not.
Yeah. We'll see.
Look, okay. I've still lost your pictures, and I don't even have a way that I can leave the meeting because, of course, I can't see this screen to leave. So
you just see yourself?
No, I see nothing. I'm just at my desktop, and I called up Skype thinking that might be where you are, but of course not. And now Skype has showed up, and it doesn't even have an X button on the Skype to get rid of it.
So. Okay, take your mouse to the bottom of the screen, and the window should jump up, and it should say San Carlos Computer Club meeting.
Well, it's I'm on a MacBook, so might not work. So, but I'm running across the bottom of my screen. Nothing's jumping up. And my toolbar is on the side. Carolyn keeps it on the side, so that might be. So you think one of those is our
meeting? It should say San Carlos Computer Club, or it should say Google Meet or something. Maybe Jim would know better. He's on a Mac, I think.
Me?
Yeah, are you on a Mac?
No, I'm on a PC.
Oh, you're on a PC.
Linda has a Mac.
Oh, my God. I don't know what happened to it, but TV notes. No? Oh, well. You guys can carry on. I'll just keep looking at this. I can hear everything. It's really a nice clear sound. So
we can see you perfectly. You're looking around the screen.
Really? Oh my goodness! I better not pick my nose.
I'm kind of curious as to how Paul and Fred get these beautiful backgrounds behind their heads.
You have to have the right kind of computer and screen, because mine, I can't do it on one, but I can do it on the other. So there's three little dots. They're usually down the bottom in the middle. And if you go to it, there's a thing that says change background. If your computer is capable of it, it will be there.
Mine must not be capable. It's interesting, though.
Yeah, it is. And you can actually add your own photos to it. I know I added a photo, but it looks
I've lost the meeting.
Disappeared.
And they can see me, apparently.
They can see you?
Yeah.
And we can hear you.
Hi, Cheryl. There she is.
Oh, well, there you go.
On the wrong tab.
There you go.
He was on the wrong tab. Are you in heaven, Cheryl? Oh, my God. Jim's in asteroids.
Oh, look at that.
Love it.
Here I just have baskets in the background.
So, Chester, when you hit that three buttons, does something open and say whiteboard, change layout, anything like that?
Okay, I just now found the three buttons, so let me click on. It says whiteboard, change layout, full screen, change background.
There you go. That's the one you want.
All right. And then I pick something, I guess.
Yeah, up at the top, it's an X, so there's nothing. And then you can blur your background, so it just kind of blurs what's behind you. Or the next one is a total blur. You can't make out anything. And then they've got a selection of samples. There you go.
Nicely done.
That's great.
And Chester, the plus sign is where you add a picture from your files. You click on that, and then you can do a search in your photographs and add it to your collection.
Okay, slightly blur your background.
And then the plus sign.
The plus.
Yeah. Okay. Which will take you, you know, to another screen that opens up, and it'll be searching for photos on your...
Fred's doing a slideshow.
So I borrow a lot of pictures from Radha to put in my collection.
That's a nice one behind you there.
That's Fly Geyser in Nevada.
Oh, it's it looks like it's photoshopped, but
it's a beautiful natural. Well, it's not a natural phenomenon because it's a result of digging pilot wells for geothermal in Nevada.
Really?
Do you recognize this one, guys?
I've taken my kayak through there many times.
Yeah, I've never kayaked through it. I've only been up against it on the Hattie Annie. But, well, Bill just...
That's scary.
He just came through it.
That tunnel is right out in front of my house.
If you kayak through, he walks on water.
That was a killer whale in disguise looking like Bill.
Anyways, it does use up a lot of video and bandwidth and all that kind of stuff, so I often turn it off. but it is kind of fun. So back to the computer. Anybody have anything that they watched? I watched a couple of movies this week. The one was Fatherhood. It was kind of a point, a heartwarming kind of story. Single father. It's the same guy that was in the one I recommended before that worked as the aide for the quadriplegic. And I never remember his name. He was also in the Jumanji movies. Comedian. I can't remember. Anyways, Fatherhood was a movie that I watched for Father's Day.
I watched that too.
Yeah, what'd you think of it, Maggie?
It was okay.
Yeah.
It was kind of typical, but it was okay.
Yeah.
No surprise.
It was nice because there wasn't any violence.
We've been watching a series called Queen of the South.
Oh,
there's no violence in that one.
That was a good movie. What are you thinking of it, Chester? Chester, are you liking it?
Yes, we do. It's like a lot of the series, it's violent, excess violence, but not as bad as some. Anyway, we're enjoying it. We're on, I think, our third year.
Is that the
English version or the Spanish version?
Well, the English, of course.
I started watching the Spanish version back in 2013. It was very interesting because I, of course, don't speak Spanish well enough to follow it closely. But nonetheless, it was good practice for the Spanish.
That would be good practice, particularly if they have the words that English words that show up.
Yeah, well, I did use English subtitles.
Yeah.
What's this show called?
Queen of the South. It's drug lords and...
Mexican cartels.
Mexican cartel. Yeah. Mexican girl was a money changer, and then she gets caught up in living the life of the cartel boss and becomes queen.
I think I've seen ads for that.
Yeah.
Great. Jimmy?
Yeah?
Just as an aside, I searched eBay Windows 10, and it looks like you can get a Windows 10 disk and product sticker for about $17 U.S.,
Oh,
I didn't research very deep, but that's what it looks like.
And where were you, eBay?
eBay. Just go on eBay, Windows 10, and then start checking them out. Check out the product reviews, like the people that review it, and see what they say.
Will do. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'll send you my bill.
I know. It'll be $17.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't worry. We'll crowdfund.
Tell me the check's in the mail.
Indeed it is.
Oh, here comes Scott. Scott, hey. We had two computer issues. Maybe you can help us out. Maggie, give it to him.
It'd be easier just to take it to Sony. I was just telling them that after a Windows 10 update about a month ago, everything on my desktop disappeared. It's still in my documents or my downloads. It might be other places I just haven't found yet, but I cannot put anything on my desktop.
Say that again. You can't what?
I can't put anything on my desktop. Yesterday, I tried to download something from an email someone sent me. I don't know where it went. I don't know where it went, but it did not go to my desktop. And yesterday, gave me an idea to try this morning, and that didn't work either.
Well, it could be a permissions issue. I think your first thought is the best one. Bring it to Sony, and she'll make sure that everything's healthy about the computer. Typically, that kind of problem is some corrupted permissions.
So probably
the best solution will end up being reinstalling Windows 10 on top of what you've already got.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's really not that big of a deal. There was a time back in the day, like, doing that with Windows XP was a really big deal, but under Windows 10, it's not a big deal.
Okay.
In fact, if you wanted to solve your own problems, if you felt confident, there is a restore in Windows 10 in settings that you can go to, and it'll actually set your data files aside and reinstall the operating system for you. The only disadvantage of that is if there's an underlying problem, it may not become relevant.
Okay.
You may not be able to see that underlying, like maybe you're having a hard drive problem, and if your solution is just to restore the computer without exploring that, then that problem's going to come back, or it's going to manifest in another way sometime in the future. My recommendation would be to bring it to Sony. And I just wanted to chime in. I was listening to you in the background about a Windows 10 license. And I wanted to say that if you've got a Windows 7 license, that's a Windows 10 license.
Yeah,
and if the computer originally had Windows 8 on it, it's got a license embedded in the computer. And you can download Windows 10 right from Microsoft using their Media Creation Tool. That's the name, Media Creation Tool. So they've really made it easy for you to upgrade to Windows 10 without having to buy a new license.
So Jim was telling us that he wiped out his operating system and has Linux on a flash drive, but he wants to reinstall Windows 10, so are you saying that he could maybe go into his...
What was the computer originally sold with, Jim?
It was a Windows 10 machine.
So you should be able to just download Windows 10 using the Media Creation Tool. You'll need a Windows computer.
Well, there's no Windows operating system on the computer anymore.
Yeah, you'll need a friend or somebody that can build the drive for you, but it's really easy to build. There's a little program called the Media Creation Tool. You download that, you run it, you point it at a USB drive that is 16 gigabytes or higher, and it will build an installer on that drive, and then you can boot your computer off of that drive and reinstall Windows 10. If your computer came with Windows 8 or Windows 10, your license code is in the hardware. So you don't need to worry about buying a license. You're legally entitled to Windows 10.
Well, let me ask you a question. Right now, of course, it's simply a dumb box. The only thing I've been able to do up until now is a Linux drive that's on a thumb drive, which I can then use to boot it up into Linux. But I'm unable to transfer from the thumb drive to the machine itself. So I still have a dumb box.
You haven't been able to install Linux on the computer.
That's correct.
So if that's the case, maybe your hard drive has a problem?
I have no reason to believe it does. Because that
Linux drive you should be able to install. I don't know what version you're using, but typically it's an installer, that live USB.
Well, I got PC-Matic or something like that.
Ah, okay. It probably doesn't include an installer. It's probably meant to be run off the USB.
That is correct.
Yeah. But again, if you can get somebody with a Windows 10 computer to download the Media Creation Tool, you can create a Windows 10 installer on a USB drive, and you can boot it off of that.
Wait a minute. So I've got the Windows 10 machine I'm on right now, a different machine. You're saying I could download onto a thumb drive from this machine this media creation tool.
Yep, Google Microsoft Media Creation Tool, and it'll take you to the download. Okay. And it's just time-consuming because it creates the drive. It has to download the operating system's image and then put it on the USB drive. But it's very straightforward to do. It's just time-consuming.
Cool.
I'll try that.
All right.
Thanks.
Let me know how it goes.
Scott, just to clarify, so he gets the media creation tool and creates a Windows 10 installer?
That's correct.
Okay, so the term he's looking for is a Windows 10 installer.
Yeah, it's all under Media Creation Tool. If you were to Google Microsoft Media Creation Tool or Windows Creation Tool, you'd find the download. They make it very easily available to us now. And all computers that were sold with Windows 8 or higher already have a hardware license profile with Microsoft. And so it's just a matter of installing it. Now, what might happen when you go to install it, it might ask you for a product code because you're not already online.
Right.
But there's a button at the bottom that says skip. And just skip. It's either skip or it's I don't have the code. It's fine to tell the installer you don't have a code. It'll continue to do the install just like you had a code. And the moment you're online, it will check your hardware profile with Microsoft to verify that you are valid to have Windows 10.
Oh.
And if not, you vaporize.
Well, if not, then what you've got is an unvalidated Windows 10 install, and it comes with some quirks. Like after about 30 days, you can't put background images on. You're stuck with a specific kind of theme. And they do that just to make it a little uncomfortable, but it's totally usable. And so at least you'd be in Windows 10 at that point, and then it's just a matter of resolving that issue. But really, I've never had a problem with any computer that came with Windows 8 or later. It qualifies for Windows 10. Excellent. And even if your computer was originally sold with Windows 7, when it asks for a product code, you should be able to put the Windows 7 product code in, and it should authorize the Windows 10 install.
Excellent.
Yeah. And I'm going to let you guys go again. I just wanted to chime in.
Good timing.
Good timing.
Okay. So what else do we have, guys?
Oh, does anybody know anything about the this new Windows 11 that's supposedly coming along on Thursday?
Yummy.
Well, I have just been reading that rather than updating Windows 10, even though they said that way back when that there would never be another version, it would always be updated Windows 10. Apparently, Microsoft is coming out with a major revamp. And at this point, they think they're going to call it Windows 11. Hmm. It's supposed to be, I think, on the 25th.
There you go.
Or maybe not. You're wrong. I know that comes as a shock. So nobody knows anything about it.
Nope, haven't heard.
Very interesting.
Well, nobody heard me. What I was saying was that once we're done, I think I'll get on Google to see if there is a Windows update coming.
Mm. Yeah, good idea.
Windows 11 is officially coming on June 24th at Microsoft's big event.
There we go.
But this was supposed to be a surprise. An early version of Windows 11 iOS made its way to the internet and then to thousands of PCs, allowing people to try what the next generation will be like. That's just what I found. All of the news is coming out of India.
Yeah.
Any reviews as to whether it's good?
New start menu, more tech spot. This is one Scott often uses his tech spot. Let's see what it says.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, menu, rounded corners, a new startup sound, and more.
I wonder if it's going to cost.
A new snap feature built into the maximize button on all apps. I
wonder how they would want to fix what ain't broke.
Yeah. Often, hey?
Well, Bill's still working with a broken screen on his iPhone, but I think what we're going to do is wait till we get down into Vegas in October, where we bought the phone. I shared with you guys, we paid $49 for this iPhone, and with the plan, you know, so maybe they'll be able to either upgrade his phone or do something. And then he's going to buy one of those kits. It's $17 on Amazon. You can repair your own. His son and Scott don't think he should try that, but maybe after I replace the phone, then he can try it on the old one.
He's either going to break it or fix it real good.
Mm-hmm. So, James, you and Carolyn are traveling soon, or are you sticking place?
Well, we have RV news too, and I actually unhooked the RV and drove it out and filled the tank with propane. It's been running off of an auxiliary tank. So that was good. And that meant that we had to go over the systems and also license it. And it hadn't been licensed for over a year. So it drove like a top, and everything worked out well. And so we're planning to go and take it out for a couple of things. There is a leak in the water system, so I can't pressurize the water system right now. But you probably remember Bunny Raddus. Do you know Bunny and Jim?
No.
No, they're Tekeli people that are down there. And you probably went to some meetings with Bunny, short, blonde, curly hair, short hair. Anyway, they're arriving here. They live in Creston, and they've been on a big tour up to the north end of the island, and they're coming by here around lunchtime today. So that's part of our excitement that's happening. And otherwise, we're just watching the vegetables grow.
But you guys have visited family, haven't you?
Well, we had our son and his girlfriend and her two children. They're 9 and 6. Cutest little girls. And they came up here and they're, you know, like self-starters. All you got to do is give them colored pencils. And we've got, you know, that folding paper with all the punch holes all the way along the side. That Carolyn, having worked in offices in that area, we got a stack about this high. So we just tear it off and let them go to it. And they come up with some pretty nice things. And we've shown them our croquet set, and we haven't set up a whole game, but you know, just a couple of pins and a couple of hoops, and they're out there clacking away and learning how not to scoop the ball. one hit only. Anyway, that's what we've been up to. Not really very much. It's but we do live in a beautiful place, so you know, don't worry about us in that sense, because we go out and walk every day, and there's a beautiful beach. We've had some really, really low tides, which is always fun to get down to the tide line and see what's exposed. A few years ago, somebody found a 70,000-year-old walrus.
Oh.
It's in our museum now.
Wow. Parts,
but so that is a good time to get out and stroll along that tide line. You never know what's going to come up out of the sand.
Well, we're still keeping an eye on border crossings and things like that, but plan on leaving here after our Canadian Thanksgiving in October, heading down to Las Vegas and do about 5 weeks in Las Vegas area and into Arizona. San Carlos, December.
Well, we're going to be there in January. That's the plan, because we go to Ottawa. We fly there in September out of here on the 1st, and our house sitters are installed. And so we're going to leave our RV on the mainland, go to Ottawa, come back to Vancouver, and then drive to San Carlos in January.
Ah, so September to December in Ottawa, and then January through...
Well, it's a little bit open-ended. I just put the license on the RV, so I guess we have to be home by the middle of June next year. But there's lots of things to see. I love the things we find when we're transiting the United States. There's so many. You know, it's 3,000 miles from here to San Carlos, so there's a lot of things to see on the way. So I think we're going to spend some time doing that.
Yeah, we get in a rut, and we have our three stops. Coming home the last time we came home was because of COVID. We actually went a different route because we were doing the direct route. But, you know, the 3 days across three countries. But I would like to do some exploring. It's always been a dream to come down into Colorado and to do a little New Mexico before we get down into Mexico, into San Carlos. But haven't done that yet.
Well, you have to get on that one. Yeah, it's a lovely lovely thing, and one place that we never seem to get to is Portland, because by the time we get there, we're like a horse going for the barn, you know, and we look and think, oh, it looks like a beautiful place, but we just pass it by. So maybe this time it'll be later in the year, and there won't be as much rain, and we'll be enticed to spend a week there. That would be fun.
Yeah. What about you, Paul? When are you heading back down to San Carlos? Oh, muted.
We'll be back in October, maybe mid-October. Or we're always there for Halloween, so we can see Scott's kids come by in their costume.
It is fun, that is.
We've watched them grow through the years that way.
Yeah, we have a group that we always spend the same week in the timeshare with them. A couple of older ladies from the East, and yeah, we're in our timeshare in Las Vegas for Halloween. So, yeah.
Well, we'll be in San Carlos, like I say, October through November, and come back in December for Christmas, and then July 2nd, we're supposed to be on a cruise to Hawaii, a 15-day cruise. As of yet, Princess doesn't have any cruises over 7 days, and those are just the ones up to Alaska from Seattle. And skipping Vancouver, they have special permission not to have to go to a foreign country.
That's right.
That's very unusual.
Yeah, that's in the news here, too, because the British Columbia people are trying to get it so that the Canadian government doesn't support that. You know, they want the tourists to come in. But
I think the old Jones Act that goes back to the 1800s,
yes,
requires that any ship going between two American ports have to have American seamen.
That's right.
I think it has to be flagged American, doesn't it?
If you do, yeah, you have to stop in a foreign port along the way if you're a foreign.
If you want to avoid the Jones Act, you have to stop in a foreign port. Thus, Mexico or Victoria.
Well, I think the Matson liner was the only one that was flagged American.
Yes, and they didn't have to stop. But the other ones, all the ones from Norway and so on, they do have to stop. And this is because the Jones Act is such an old act, and it's valuable to the United States, but also to Canada, because on the East Coast there's ports that get used that way too. So we're concerned about it that if they can just do this for the COVID, well, once the act is gone, then it may be the end of our cruise ship business here.
Well, I think we'll probably go back to that rule. I think it's a temporary measure. But, yeah. You know, it was kind of interesting with the Northwest Passage was opened, and there was a cruise ship that came from the East Coast and put into Nome, Alaska, and to their great surprise, that was several years ago. Yeah. Maybe the Arctic ice shrinking because of alleged global warming, that there'll be more cruises that take that.
Yeah, there's not those big cruise ships, but there's a lot of cruising going on up there now because of the lack of ice.
Well, our son is going on Thursday morning. He leaves and he flies to Montreal, and from Montreal he gets flown up to Baffin Island, and there's a iron ore mine up there where he's going to fly in and stay for 3 weeks, and then he'll come out for 3 weeks and hopefully, yeah, be employed there. So,
you know which mine?
I don't. He used to be
involved with those mines.
Did you?
Yeah.
Let me just see. I might have the name of it here.
Are they open pit?
Yes. Yeah, they're called taconite, and that's called the Iron Range.
Mm-hmm.
And major mining in that area up near Duluth.
Oh, open pit in the winter is tough.
Yes, I've been up there in January, and I think it was as cold as I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, just got to keep your armpits closed.
Right.
Well, it's the Bullet Group, B-U-L-L-I-T-T Group, on assignment with Baffinland.
That's not familiar. Of course, I've been out of it. I've been retired for 30 years, so.
Yeah.
Kind of lost track.
Yeah. Well, he's busy doing all of his medical and all that stuff so that he can fly out there on Thursday. So
should be good money up there.
Yeah, it should be. Okay.
Well, we're about the end of our hour.
We are. Just a couple more minutes here.
I had a movie to suggest. A long time ago, but it was really good. It's A Serious Man.
A Serious Man is
a Coen Brothers movie.
Oh, I love them. Seriously.
Yeah, it's billed as the most Jewish movie they made. This poor guy, in Yiddish, he's a shlemiel. So he does everything right. He plans everything and tries to do everything correctly, but things fall apart anyway.
Like somebody do right.
I saw a very good old movie a couple of days ago, very, very well acted, called The Road to Tradition. Yes, The Road to Perdition. Very good movie.
I saw that quite a while ago. Was it?
Is that Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks and the other major actor who played the gangster. Oh, I'm going to sing a moment here. A very good movie. Tom Hanks did excellent.
I remember that from years ago.
Well, you know, when you get to be my age, you can watch almost any movie because you can't remember. So you can enjoy it, and you get to enjoy it 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, it's all fresh.
Yeah, I'm getting that way myself.
There's one you might like, Chester, called Wizard of Oz.
Right.
It looks like it has Paul Newman. I got Boo competing with me, but it's looks like it's Paul Newman.
Yes, Paul Newman. Tom Hanks and Paul Newman. And it was set in 1930s.
Yeah, so it was Prohibition, wasn't it?
It's at the end of Prohibition. I think it was 1931. Very good movie.
When I was in San Carlos, I was using my Fire Stick, and I had an opportunity to watch Doc Martin in Spanish, but I didn't do it.
I think it's Stanley is the one that likes that Doc Martin, isn't it? Stanley often mentions it.
I like it, too.
You,
Carolyn came from that part of England. There's a lot of little towns like that, and all same kind of personalities, you know.
Your neighbor wasn't Doc Martin afraid of blood?
Yes, that's a quirk of his personality. One of the quirks of his personality.
Well, I've had a good visit, but I'm going to have breakfast.
Well, bye, and you're looking good, Chester.
I'm feeling better.
Yeah, really. We got to get some light on your face. So I didn't.
I noticed that. I need to put a light. I'll do that next week.
I like your background.
Yeah, that is nice. Birds flying, you notice?
That's right.
That's clever.
Now you'll be able to impress the kids, eh?
Oh, yeah, that's clever.
You've got a video background. Like, it's got birds.
Yeah, right. There's things going on back there.
Oh, maybe this one is, too.
Whoops. Adios, everybody.
Okay, au revoir.
Take care, Chester.
Yeah, I found his, so I put it on. But yes, it showed a little video player, so it does. It has birds and things going on in the background. Cool.
Is it a squirrel?
Oh, squirrel. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, okay.
Paul's geyser is static, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's a photograph, but is that a place?
Yeah, it's called Fly Geyser, and it's in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. It's not far from Burning Man, but it's protected, fortunately, because if people could go there from Burning Man, it'd be ruined. But those are all travertine pools around it, and there's 30 to 40 travertine pools. In order to get the geyser, I had to reduce the picture down to this size. Fly geyser in the Google search, and you'll see the full picture.
Oh, so those are sprouts of water going
going up?
Yeah, 5 feet in the air.
Wow. How long has it taken for that to build up like that?
Well, I think that the accidental tapping of the geothermal was in the 50s or 60s.
Well, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I bet the guy that did that wasn't happy on the day.
Well, really, look at the picture. It's actually, it's featured in a National Geographic book of wonderful features or Earth features or something like that. It's on the front cover of that book. You know, it's like a coffee table book.
Yeah, I found it in the Wikipedia, so I put it in the chat there. But
okay, good.
It's named after Fly Lake, or Fly Ranch.
That could be.
Fly Ranch Geyser, geothermal geyser located on a private island in Washoe County.
Oh, that's a different picture than mine. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of pictures in the article.
And so mine has algae growing on the travertine. That's the green.
So it's travertine marble.
Yeah. Well, it's a heavily calcium-mated water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's near the town of Gerlach in Nevada.
But you say it's cordoned off. You can't get there.
I think I know it's on private property, and I looked at Google Earth. I found it on Google Earth, and there's definitely a gate on the road.
Mm.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, is that close to Reno? I'm trying to figure out.
Well, it's north of Reno. It's if you're going from Reno up past Pyramid Lake and into California in Surprise Valley, which is where my daughter lives. She lives 30 miles from Oregon and 6 miles from Nevada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we drove down that way one time. We were in Idaho when we went down and we got into Reno. Spent 3 days in Reno. And then when we left Reno, we were heading over to Vegas, and the road was closed because they have a nuclear waste disposal place that had a fire in it. And they closed the highway. We had to go over and down and into Vegas on a different highway then. Yeah, it was. Okay.
Guys, I'm going to have to go. Take care. See you next week.
Yeah. Bye, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Bye. Yeah. Bye. Yeah, we've gone off of our technology and into all kinds of things. But hopefully Scott will come and turn off the recording, or he'll be able to edit or whatever.
Yeah, well, thanks for doing this for us, Cheryl. That was it was fun that we were actually able to keep the string running.
Yeah, there you go.
Consecutive weeks on the club, so it was great. And I do have a few more things to watch this week. So thanks a lot.
Yeah. Right. We're going to have a granddaughter with us next week. Oh, here comes Scott. He can close up the meeting.
Hold on a second. I just noticed that you guys were just about to shut down, and I have not heard anything in the last 20 minutes, so I don't even know where you are. But just because I happened to be in front of the computer and see what time it is, I thought I would just say goodbye and thanks for being here.
Scott, can you open up the chat for a second from where you are?
Yeah.
Okay, because there you can see the things that we've kind of looked at. I don't know how I could share it with you.
Oh, awesome. Here, I'll do what you do. I will open up these links so that I've got them handy.
There you go. Because
one's a movie that we talked about, and then we've been talking about Paul's background there.
We got Chester onto the background, so he had a video going in his background for a while.
I was around for that. I thought that was some great self-help in each other.
It's fun. I'm still looking forward to breakfast.
Yeah, Chester talked to breakfast, and I'm going to glue my fingers on.
Oh, great.
Yes, keep pressure. Has it stopped bleeding?
Yeah, it stopped bleeding, so I'm just going to go do Bill's crazy glue. Yeah, it's not coming into focus.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, Jim was telling the story of cutting himself using too big of a knife, and it reminded me of, at least you were 16, I was in my mid-20s, mid to late 20s. when a cup fell in our house and broke on the tile below. And me being an inquisitive person saw that it was just, you know, it was ceramic and there was a crack in it. And I started wiggling it just to see if it would break more. And sure enough, it broke more right through my thumb. Cut the tip of my thumb off. We were living at the time right across from Riscate. And so we ran over to Riscati. Well, they couldn't do much more than put pressure on it,
put
a Band-Aid on it. And to this day, I have a chunk of flesh where my fingerprint is off. It's off kilter. They told me at the time it's either gonna heal back or it's gonna fall off. Either way, you're fine.
Well, this is the hand that has carpal tunnel in it, so these three fingers are often numb. The thumb and these two are often very numb, and it is even more numb now.
Thank goodness.
Well, I hope your thumb's okay, and I'm just going to say goodbye.
Okay, well, we're all going to say goodbye.
We're all going to say goodbye. Should we count it out? One, two, three.
Well, let's say tech on.
Tech on.
Tech on.
Tech on.
Tech on.
When I'm teaching my grandchildren to cook, I tell them, if you drop a knife, don't try to catch it.
That's a good advice, Paul. You have a good week, man. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Tech on. Well, that was the San Carlos Computer Club. I'm sure sorry I couldn't be there through the meeting, but it sounds like they had a great meeting. If you're looking for more things like this, you should check out our website at sccclub.org. Until next Tuesday at 10, tech on.